Voting ends at 5 p.m. local time. Observers say three parties are expected to dominate the contest. Mr. Anutin's Phum Chai Thai, the Shinawat clan's Pua Thai, and the widely popular People's Party. The Thai people are also voting in a referendum that could pave the way for a new constitution. For more, we're now joined by Saksit Sayasombat, Leong Wai Kit, and Jeremy Ko. All three are keeping track of developments across different voting centres in the capital, Bangkok. Well, Saksit, you know, let's begin with you. You're focusing on the Phum Chai Thai and its prime ministerial candidate, Anutin. Now, what has the party campaigned on, and is it likely that they will have enough votes to extend their mandate?
Now, the Phum Chai Thai and Prime Minister Anutin Jamwirakun have been in office not very long ago, since September, after Prime Minister Pattutan Shinawat has been dismissed by the Constitutional Court. And it was a very short tenure. It was always meant to be a very short tenure because it was a minority government. But then he surprised his opponents with an even quicker snap elections when he dissolved parliament in December. But it also goes to show here that Phum Chai Thai and Mr. Anutin himself have made a very quick rise to the top. It used to be a medium-sized party with its stronghold in Buriram, which is in the northeast of Thailand. That is also where Mr. Anutin is voting today. And it has scaled up very rapidly to a national platform, not only, because, of course, with the feeling and with the statement of wanting to extend those 3 months in office into a stronger mandate of 4 years, but also in order to do that, they have poached a lot of MPs, and also a lot of powerful local provincial clans have joined them, either because they have been poached or either because of conviction, hitching their ride to a winning card, so to speak. On the policy platform and the campaign platform, they have a very broad mix of social welfare policies and promises, but also infrastructure projects that they want to continue as well. But there's also a third strand that they have tapped into this campaign, and that's a nationalist sentiments because of the border conflict with Cambodia that we have seen here. And the rhetoric that Mr. Anutin has utilized was a very nationalistic one, saying lines along the lines of that this is a government that is 100% Thai, that is doesn't own to anyone, and that is also not going to kowtow to anybody who is not Thai. So that is quite literally the party name, Phum Chai Thai, is translated to Proud to be Thai, and that is something that Mr. Anutin has been tapping into, and he hopes to that the party's success in this election, and of course also the success of his government or would-be government, could be something to make all Thais proud.
Mm. And Pua Thai's Yotchanan Wongsawat has also cast his vote and urged Thais to come out and vote for a change. Jeremy, what's the sense on the ground on that the Shinawat family will be able to, you know, wrest back control from Phum Chai Thai?
Well, the numbers do suggest a very tough race ahead for Pua Thai, because a late January survey by NIDA, the National Institute for Development Administration, shows the People's Party in the lead, followed by Phum Chai Thai, and Pua Thai is running a distant third. That's a really unfamiliar position for the party to be in, because, you know, for the past 20 years, more than 20 years, in fact, the Shinawat family has been one of the most powerful forces in Thai politics. They've won elections, mobilized rural voters, and they've also reshaped expectations around government handouts. But that dominance has been steadily eroded over the years by years of exile, legal battles, party bans, as well as a changing electorate. Now, people we spoke with here on the ground are hoping for more transparency from the government, as they think that previous governments have not worked for their benefit. Now, the previous Pua Thai Prime Minister, Pattutan Shinawat, failed to deliver on her campaign promises. That's partly due to the fact that she didn't finish her term, and also because of tariffs from the United States. And analysts have said that Pua Thai is now at a crossroads. Its support in its traditional stronghold, the North and Northeast, has softened, especially among younger voters who are increasingly backing reform-focused parties. And that shift became very clear in the 2023 elections, the last election, when parties linked to Mr. Thaksin failed to come out on top for the first time in more than two decades. Now, this time, Pua Thai is fighting on several fronts. Its prime ministerial candidate is Yotchanan Wongsawat, a 46-year-old biomedical engineering professor who also happens to be Mr. Thaksin's nephew. So the party is clearly trying to strike a balance, fresh leadership, but also very familiar roots. And on the campaign trail, Pui Tai is leaning back into his populist messaging, taking up its war on poverty and promising cash handouts. That also includes a very headline-grabbing daily draw, offering 1 million baht to multiple winners.
Well, Wykit, you know, we understand that you're at the polling center where the People's Party's Natapong Ruen Panyak, what earlier cast his vote. The prime ministerial candidate really pledging to form a government for the people. And as we've heard from Jeremy, there is consensus and understanding from the people that they want something for themselves in terms of political uncertainty that's been circling Thai for the past few years.
That's right. I want to quickly pick up on what Saksit said earlier about how Mr. Anutin Chanwirakun is tapping on Phum Chai Thai's name and campaigning on it. Same here for People's Party. Pak Prachachon literally stands for the party of the citizens. And the party leader had also been campaigning on this, as you said earlier, Ella, forming government for the people and having policies for the masses. In fact, the leader, Natapong Reng Panyawut, had arrived at this polling station slightly before 10 a.m. I was deliberately away from the media scrum, so I was able to catch him getting out of his car. He looked fresh, he looked relaxed, and I asked him, did you sleep well? He said, yes, feeling good. And then when he came to this polling center, where he was casting his ballot, he had mixed expressions. He was solemn for a few seconds, and then he looked relaxed, and then he turned to the cameras and smiled, perhaps a reflection of what he had told reporters before, reflecting his confidence that this time around there is a real chance of him being a prime minister. Now, later at the media conference, at the doorstop rather, he spoke to reporters. I asked him what his definition of strong mandate is. He says he thinks he's able to get the mandate of the people, and that, like I said earlier, he wants to form a government for the people and roll up policies not just for a few section of the country, but for everyone.
Well, Wykit, you know, the People's Party has really went through several iterations in the past few years. Has anything really changed during this election campaign?
Well, if you ask the party itself, it will say no. But if you ask analysts, they have raised several points. For instance, they say that their strategies have changed. They are now campaigning not on hope, but on fear, painting Thailand as a place of corruption and that there's scam centres in the country. They also talked about how the People's Party is not giving priority to candidates who are technocrats, pushing candidates who are the grassroots types a bit lower down the rank. And some analysts say that this may work against the party, distancing itself away from the masses. But the party's defence is that these strategies are necessary pragmatism. And during the campaign, on more than one occasion, they've told me, they've told Saksit, that their party, People's Party's ideologies and identities have remained similar throughout, ever since they were born in 2018, of course, under the name of Anakot Mai, which is Future Forward Party.
Well, you know, speaking of analysts, observers say, Jeremy, that whichever party gets the most votes will still face another hurdle in really securing a coalition to run the country. How likely is it that Pua Thai might get the role of kingmaker?
Well, Ella, none of the three big parties are predicted to win a majority of the 500 seats in the lower house of parliament. So another coalition does seem inevitable. But the big question now, of course, not just Pui Tai, is also how well the People's Party performs and whether Mr. Anutin can match or even exceed the seat total of the reformists. As for Pui Tai, analysts say it needs to win enough seats to perform the role of kingmaker, but even that is in doubt right now. Now, a poor showing could push the party further to the margins, but a stronger result could signal that the Shinawat name still carries some weight in Thai politics. And as many analysts have pointed out, it's never wise to completely count out Mr. Thaksin, especially with the possibility of his parole later this year. That's around the same time a new government is expected to take office. Now, Pui Tai did perform strongly in the Northeast in the last election, winning dozens of constituency seats in a region that's home to millions of farmers. Now, many of those local figures in the last election remain influential, even though some of them have switched sides, have following political turmoil and leadership changes within the party. Now, this election, Pui Tai is putting its energy into Bangkok, the Northeast, and especially the North. Chiang Mai and Lumpun were chosen as the first northern stops for the campaign. That's a clear nod to the party's historical base. And former Prime Minister Patong Tan Shinawat also appeared in Chiang Mai earlier this year, reinforcing that northern focus. But competition is very fierce. The Kelantan Party is making inroads in the upper north, while Bumjai Thai is also expected to do well in the lower north and in party list votes.